And this week, to go weiter, mevarer, the next shaila. The question is, the shaila that we'll be discussing is, if you're allowed to open, and I call them the mashal potato chips, that comes with little bags. If you're allowed to open the bag in Shabbos, are you not allowed to open the bag in Shabbos? So a person has a potato crisp. He's allowed to open it in Shabbos or not? Has beastly. He wants to open the package in Shabbos. He's allowed to or not? Bamba, all different milk bags. Some say that it's a chiyuv chatas if you open it in Shabbos. I will never open such a thing in Shabbos. You know, some people say a lot of people open it. It will be a place for everyone in Gehenna. Even the Buskarov said that people think, you know, like everyone opens bags in Shabbos, you know, the pack of people in Gehenna. Yeah? Buskarov said, don't think we'll never be crowded in Gehenna. Gehenna is very, very big and everyone feels lonely there. So don't follow that, you know, everyone's opening packages, you'll have an oilam with you. Ramel Brandstifer holds it's a chiyuv deraisa. It's a chiyuv deraisa. Rav Zalman Erbach says for sure better to open before Shabbos. And Moshe Feinstein says to open it before Shabbos. But a lot of people open it in Shabbos. Yeah? And why do we mevarer, you know, if it's a chiyuv skile, chiyuv chatos, if you're allowed to. And we'll see, Avada, I said again, I'm trying to melav its chus on the people, but I don't want chas v'sholem, someone that till now was noy kadin and never opened, yeah, to start to open the Shabbos because of the shir. I don't want chas v'sholem that would come out of michshel mitachas yadeinu. It's to be mevar the shittas that Aser and the shittas that Amati will try to go duch b'inyan. I know some people think because you're going to do it for food, so you're allowed to. I thought some people also. I also saw some people. They put on the light when they want to eat for food. What is the difference? Kireya is a melacha deraisa, and putting on the light is a melacha deraisa. As even no one will have a tzad, you're allowed to put on the light because you want to eat. So he tears because he wants to eat. Tzarich achile chazal matir. No, so the tzarich achile, you're allowed to put on the light. What is the difference? No difference. So this is narishkeit, what some people think, that letzerich achila you're allowed to. I don't know where this mistake even came. So we'll try maybe to be mevara. So last week we spoke about opening cans. We said some people say you're allowed to open cans in Shabbos. But you have to know that even if you're allowed to open cans in Shabbos, there's no even shaychus to have a heter to open bags. To Avraham Melechas Kireya, one of the Mites Melechas and Shabbos. Why? To open a can, we had a Shaila Melechas Soisa. And Stira Bekelim. It was one sheet of the Goyen we bought down. Kireya is Alamol Bekelim. Not Negea. The other Teretz was Mustaki, a Shvachi Keli. Kireya is Kireya. Doesn't make a difference. Mustaki, not Mustaki. Kireya is a Melechas. Shever Sachovis was another heter mekalkel. Here you have to know if you call mekalkel. Opening a milk bag, not mekalkel. Opening a potato chips, mekalkel. Chovis is considered mekalkel, you know why? Because normal people that drink wine from a barrel of wine, it's like a place you make a hole, and you put a little, and you take it out. You say, it comes out, yeah. You don't break the chavis. Shed and Shabbos, you're allowed to break the chavis. You're not allowed to make Pesach Yofet. You're not allowed to make it nice. But bags, most people during the week, they also tear the bags. So it could be that this is the derech to do it. So it could be it's not even mekalkel. Chavis, the derech during the week is to organize it, to take out the wine. No one breaks the chavis. Sachgal. Shabbos, shayver odom is a chavis, is melech is mekalkel. But here, we speak about tearing. So the shayla is lefaneinu, v'ret av debechomur shebechomur. Melech is deiraise. Is the isu deiraise, mavir, driving a car. there's the Isur Deraisa of riding in Shabbos, and one of the obvious melochah is Kireah. And the shail is, you're allowed to be over on this Av melochah of Kireah in Shabbos. As if you're not allowed to drive to eat, you're not allowed to put on the light to eat. So the Chur is the Zelbe Isur to open a package in Shabbos. So let me get duch to be mevar a shtickel, the shittes and the tzdodim le isur vele eta. The Mishnah in Shabbos and Dafa in Gimel state one of the obvious meloche is koireya al menas litfoy, soiser al menas livnois, moichek al menas lichtoiv, koireya al menas litfoy. And the first chakira that Rabbi Seinu were clearing is Kireya al menas litfoir needs dafka al menas litfoir, or even al menas letakian is also chayev. I'll explain the two tzadim. Kireya is a meloche. This beetzem, the melochas of Kireya is spoiling. And the raisa, when you mekalkel, kol mekalkel potur avalosu. So why you need al menas litfoir? Because if it's not al menas litfoir, it's a meloches kilkum. Potur. Oh, but not that you need dafka al menas litfoil. Lu Yitzur will find a different tikkun. It will also be good. Oy dil mano. Kach nemar gzera sakosuf. Koireya al menas litfoil bedafka. And then, if we'll say like the second side, so all these people, maybe they're even a Yisod Rabbanon. Oh, but nishkin chiyuv skile to open a package. Because they're not doing al menas litfoil. So this is the first chakira we have to go do. If it has to be koireya al menas litfoil, or even Kireya al menas letaken is enough reason to be mechayev you. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is medayek in Tesis and Shabbos that is Kireya al menas litfoy has to have dafka al menas litfoy. In Tesis and Gimel, two Tesis Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings a raya. I'm not going into the cheshbonos, it's a shtickel more dark. The second raya that you have to have dafka al menas litfoil is a gemara in Shabbos daf memches ha-priseach beisatzavor b'Shabbos chayov. Person has beisatzavor, or pictured in our case is like a tzitzis, and the neck has the hole, and was a piece of string over the neck, like this, it came from the factory, and when you want to wear it, you pop it, and this way, you know it's new. Kedugma is that what we have in socks. And socks is different, you know, you buy them together, sometimes they're like sold a little bit together. The reason they sold together, the company wants it like, you get choshev, you know, it's like, it was never used. So, the pockets of the suits, you know, they let you that you have to work on it, to put your hands inside. So this is Pesach Bezatzavo, this is the way they did, they close it, and you have to pop it. The Gemara says, Chayel. So, Trashi, Maki Bepatish. Why Maki Bepatish? Because the tzavor is sewn together in Yukorea. That is not a menas litfoil. That Korea is not mekalkel. He's metaken. He's fixing his suit. He has a tzitzis. He can't put his head inside. He pops it and he puts it inside. Nishke mekalkel. It's a metaken gomu. Metaken gomu. Aber shelo ya menas litfoil. Zeno ze gmore in Beitze. You want to fry fish, so they had like baking paper, and you want to tear a piece of the paper to put it on the frying pan, but not to burn the fish. You're not allowed to do it in Shabbos, but tak in money. Tepule mitzad korea? That's not a menas litfoil. You're not mekalkel, you're doing a nice piece of paper, and the size that you need it for the fish. As a nozu gemore, Korea Odom Oyr Shal Gabe Achovis. Why? You want to drink the wine, and they had on the Pesach of the Chovis a piece of oil, like a leather piece, and you tear it off. It says you're allowed to. So here are our questions. So Mitzad Echod is Rayas that Korea is only a Menas Litfoir Mamish. If it's not a Menas Litfoir Mamish, you're not Chayev at least. Tesis Simon Shabbos, I'm not going in, even when it's not Mekalkel. Pesach Beisatzavo, Metakin Mone, and Korea Oyushal Pia Chomis. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't want to say his name, He says Chochom Echad. He shrugs him up completely, so he doesn't want to say his name here. He says Roisi Beechad Ve'Asforim Ve'Ein Anochin. But he brings down the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says that Oshe Al Pi Achovis you're allowed to open and kneel. Also, you're allowed to tear. You're not allowed to tear for different reasons, but take money. Because Korea is only things that are made from two pieces, like material that was sewed together. Leather is one piece, not Shaykh Meleches Korea. Paper is one piece, it's not Shaykh Meleches Korea. Shabu says, Chas v'sholem lo yomer, because it's b'Yisrael. But we have to remember, Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds that in oil and in paper is no Korea. A bit of in plastic, for sure. Sibal. These are the rayas that Korea is only a manas litvoil, but if it's not a manas litvoil, you're not chayev at least midei rayas. Rabbi Kveger brings rayas that Korea al manas litvoil is lav davke, and if you metaken, you also chayev, even if it's shaloy al manas litvoil. Famous Mishnah: Hakorea al meisir b'shabes chayev, Hakorea b'chamosay chayev. Why? He's not mekalkel. The Gemara says mekalkel. He tears. He stops to be angry. So the Gemara. And a mess is a chiyuv kriya. If you kriya b'shabes, you chayev. I you not a menas litvoil. The Torah says when sinishkin kilkul, you chayev. The Biur Aloche brings down. And Simon Shin Mem. He says a list. Rabbi Yeruchim Balamoir, Meiri Dasa Ramban, Ritva Vetesis, Tesarosh, the Korea, Mesar, Ezechai, Mishum Korea, Shmamino, the Sphere, then Sorg Korea, and a slit for Dafko, and a behold Tikun Sagi. This is like the Bura Loch. And he brings Rishonim, he brings down Loshon HaRitva. Ritva says, why it says Korea Menas Litva? Say Korea, when it's not Mekalkel. Says, you wanted to know the shear of Tfiras, Shtei Tfiras. How much is the shear? Taisa says, Kol Korea Menas Litakin Chayev. So Mele Dibir Aloha says that Avada Korea Menas Litakin is also Chayev. And בעצם כמעט על הגיפסקן הזה ולביור הלוכה that קוריאה is לאו דווקא מנס ליטפויר even סתם קוריאה מנס לטאקן is מדייק לו של הרמב״ם והרמב״ם says הקוריאה על מנס ליטפויר בחייב וכן הפיסח בייס הצבור בשבס חייב משמע ברמב״ם that is חייב מצד קוריאה so קוריאה מנס ליטפויר is לאו דווקא to sow מלאכס קוריאה Melechus Korea that was out of Kilkul Yechayev, and this is the Pesach Likule Alme. Kimat Azed Biur Aloche Barachove, and most rayas that Korea doesn't have to be a menas. The Moshe Limchoy, a menas Lichtoy. Zog Biur Aloche. What would it be if someone owes you money and you erase it? Yechayev. Rashi says you're not allowed to read a tzetel in Shabbos. Why? Gzei Hashem Yimchoy. We're not a menas lichtoiv, Rashi says. Stop, you erase. If mechika shalom menas lichtoiv is not the raisa, it's gzeir the rabbona. The teretz is a rash, bir aloche, all the poiskim. Every mechika that has a toyeles, yichayev. So it's not daf menas lichtoiv. So who adin? A menas lichtoiv is lav daf. Okay, so we netzachon as even the Mishnebura passes la'aloche that korea with a tikkun korea al meisa is chayev. Every tikkun that comes out with the korea is chayev. About that, we have to answer different gemores, but this is the yesod, and we'll go with this yesod. Now we'll go for the next shaila. Okay, so we know that korea al menas litvoy is chayev, and lav davke litvoy. Every korea that is a tikkun in the meisa kriya is chayev. Now we have to clear. When someone tears a package of chips to take out the chips, potato chips, he tears a package of bisli to take out the bisli, or the bamba. he's called Kirea Menas Letaken or Kirea Menas Lekalken. We'll speak in a case in a moment that he tears the package completely. Later we'll speak about a person that opens it and starts to take out one by one. He tears it, he rips it up completely. He's a Mekalken or he's a Metaken? He's doing it because he wants to get to the food. He's Mekalken or Metaken? So this Shaila was brought down in the Pri Chodosh. In Yeredeya, in the old days, not everyone owned the oven. 200 years ago. One guy had an oven, the baker. All the Yiddish ladies went and they put the chont. And then they took it home. There were stories with the Eiruv, with Reb Chaim, carrying the chont without the Eiruv. Chaim told the kid to put it down, the mother to pick it up. Reb Chaim said, it's Yai Nesach. No. The kids are amazing. So everyone put it by the goy, by the oven, and then they came to eat the chont. Problem is, Bosor Shenisala Minai. So what do you do? So what they did is, around the oven, they put a cover. But the guy could open the cover. They put a piece of paper around it, around the oven, and they stamped it with a stamp. And when you had to open the oven, you had to tear the paper. So when you came Shabbos, if you saw the paper is closed, you knew it's not Bosor Shenisal Minai. And if not, it's Bosor Shenisal Minai. This was the system. Zog the Pri Chodosh, if you open the oven, you chayev chatos. You tore a package in Shabbos. Chodosh, gdoy lachoynim, yeah? If you open the oven, you chayev chatos, I'll read the Losh HaPri Chodosh. Anir shekriichim al gabe amanul, umadbikim kceis anir biyachad v'oise shem choyson. V'yefshar lifteach amanul, משום שיקור הנייר פשיט דקילקול וקריאס הנייר בשבס למיקרי מקלקל או למתקן ומלוך האסור היא בשבס וזה מוסכם לכל העלמה שכל המקלקל של כוונוסי לקלקל כי נידן דידן שאין כוונוסי לקרוא הנייריס משום מקלקל אלא כוונוסי שיוכל לפתח התן ולהוציא משם החמים קילקול זה אבל תיקון ומלוך האסור מן התוירו ואין להתיר לקרוא אפילו על ידי גוי. שרת שוב בינג זה דאון דבר הלוכה שין מם סיף דלת בינג זה דאון לגבי opening a letter. If someone received a letter in Shabbos and he opens it, זוג דבר הלוכה כוסה ופרי חודש שיש בחיוב חטס לכולי אלמה to open a letter in Shabbos. אז זה פסק וחכם צבי brings down מה שאוסר לפתח הסניר תאוסו ושור אלי מורה אוסר הסמוטר והיתר הסעוסו. He means he asked you to do it, so now everyone has בוסר שניסה למיניים. That's what he means. אוסר את המוטר והיתר הסעוסו. He didn't let us to close the ovens, and he found all the finculus for בוסר שניסה למיניים. Close the oven, open it. וכבר הכחתי ועל פונו ביוסי פה, he says, I met him, and I told him, and he was quiet. And the son of the חכם צבי is the יאבץ, שמעתי מאבא שמותר לקרוא הסניר של גבי התנו, and he allowed to open the letter even on the ישראל. ושרת שובה brings it down in סימן שין זיין, and he says, ולדין אפוק חזים היה מדבר, על ידי ישראל עושו, על ידי עקום שורי. So here we have a machlekes. If tearing the paper for taking out food is called a melocha or not, then what is the lomdus of the machlekes? When you learn in Shabbos, it's sforim and sforim in the lomdus. Be'etzem it's a kilkul. Korei al meisoi, the cheftet the kriya is a tikkun, right? You need the kriya la meis. Korei b'kaisoi. He has to take it out. This is the tikkun. Here, he doesn't need to tear it. He needs to get to the oven, it's in his way. Forget, he's breaking and bashing to get to the place that he needs to. What he's doing, someone has to get somewhere, and there's a wall in the way. So he breaks the way, the wall to get there. Not he fixes the wall, he's not fixing the wall to get there. He's breaking the wall to get there. This is the Chacham Tzvi. The Maise, Chofetz Chaim brings him down in Mishneh Berurah. Chofetz Chaim brings down in Mishneh Berurah. Again, and I'm going, the Moshe. It's Negel Lemaise. It's Negel Lemaise a lot of times. the Zera Emes brings down a Shailetz, and Shuba Similah Bezayin, Mishnibur brings it down, Shari Shuba, Shin Yudalet. It happens every week. I have the Shailetz Kimat. We'll start with the Shailetz Zera Emes, and then the Aloch Lemaise. Aloch and Kodesh got black, you can't open the Aloch and Kodesh in Shabbos. What to do? They forgot the code. But they have this Aloch and Kodesh with the codes. They lost the key. Vos Tutmer. Here you go to Shtiblach, yeah. But I'm telling you, you're up in Chveis, up in, you know, somewhere on Shabbos, in the Yishuv, one on a Kodesh, one Sefer Torah, I'm telling you, it's kosher, yeah? And you can't open on a Kodesh, you're allowed to, what do you do? So they wanted to call a Goy to open on a Kodesh. Amir Aleakum. Amir Aleakum. B'meloch Adai Raisa. Why is B'meloch Adai Raisa? He says so. Say so, I need to get the Sefer Torah, so you can say so. Ma'isa bo'or la'kodesh, l'yuch l'vtach es ha'deles. This is not the Shari Tshuva. V'yesh l'esu da v'say so, v'osu m'la teire. V'af al gav, v'nechayu al livois, ochre, kevin v'takin, v'yitzu ha'sa v'teire, ha'le kikurei al meisoi. זה זרע MSS, וכבר מוצא לפרי חודש, שהקרי הניר, שלא הייתי מה שבתאיר, חי מדי רייסה. She says, Shabbos brings a similar question. Someone in the old days, so was the Poritz was living around. So he had a lot of, you know, silk that he didn't not allowed to have up in his basement, up in his attic there. The kids of Amai said, Pitam, the goyim came to check. So he wanted to do this, to make a hole in the roof and to throw everything off the roof. If not, it would happen. They'll still have to put him in jail. So basically he wants to break his roof. But he's doing it because he wants to take out the silk. So this is the shayla. Lemay, so why do you think it's on the gear? Kimat, I'm saying, I could say maybe 10 times a year I have this shayla. People call up, come over in Shabbos, the little kid gets stuck in a room. So they want to call the goita, you know, the Filipinos there, to come to help. Okay, there's no key. So you thought, just kick the door. So she kicks the door, it breaks, and the kid comes out. Melachadei Reis, a little kid, you're allowed to. They had a shayla here in Yeshiva, Bacha got stuck in the bathroom. Couldn't open the bathroom. Bacha came up. Little Shabbos, an hour after the beginning of Shabbos, yeah? Yes, stop. He wants to know what to do. So the shayla is, so the cult, I mean, at least when the bochum, the open package, just want to open the package, you take out the bochum. The zelba zach, yeah? The zelba aveira, exactly the zelba aveira. To open the package, you take out. So avad, you're not allowed to. It's melocha. Shaila is, you're allowed to tell a goy. So stop. Could be to open the door and to open the aron hakodesh, the heter is, stop, la'alocha lemaisa, if you need to tell a goy, sometimes even by a yid you could do it, but by a goy for sure, that you tell him to bash. Now, don't tell him. Tell him like to kick in the middle of the door, then the whole door goes kaput. Now, in a normal during the week, it's not the way you will open the door. Other you bring a lock guy, you will make a little sore, you cut it a little bit. He's breaking the door that even during the week he will not open the door this way. So now this is really a kilkul, his maisa. Even that he's doing it to take out the Sefer Torah, to take out the bacher from the bathroom. To be a guest soon, we're going on packages of Shon Shari Lenin and Moshe Sternbuch, that could be the marshal, if you open the package in the way you open it during the week, so it could be it's a melacha d'oraisa to open the package. But if you open the package in Shabbos in a way that normally you don't open the package, so then, could be a heter, at least by a goy, then a goy could open it. I know the marshal, I was told that in Lederman and Simchas Torah, when they give out the treats for the kids, they give, you know, all different packages, and it's really open and with a clip. Every package is really open, closed by a little clip. Not to be machshel all the kids, you know, Simchas Torah, the Mechitoyev and the Torah. So this is the way they give out the packages. Every kid gets a little package of bamba, open already, a little clip. Everything, they open and they close it. So now, let me gain a little bit to the Aloha Lemaise. בקנה בויסם למושל פרם מייר ברנס דפר טיינס if this is the חשב so to open a package לפי לפריחונש מלוך הדי רייסר לפי לחכם צבי if you מקלקל not every time you מקלקל sometimes you open a package in a nice way you're not מקלקל you open a package of milk you're not מקלקל you open it nicely you're not מקלקל so if you're not מקלקל כולנו מלוך הדי רייסר If you make it, לפי לפריחודש די רייסה, חיוכתס, סקילה, פריח החמצוי מוטר, פסק איז, עם בדבר, על ידי גוי, משבוע פסק את הלוך ינאי לאות אופן לדרס, פסק את משבוע, שילמם, בינגס דאון, נאי לאות אופן די גרס, ומאל את זה איסר גומו. And a lot of the בנתר, I think all of the חושב בנתר, I don't open, because of that. This, I don't know. Choshev Neteira than open. So how Klal Yisrael opened? Yeah. How some people opened? How some people opened? Red of Day Raisa. Red of Day Raisa. Red of Beloch of Day Raisa. Remember like driving a car. Sitting in a car than driving is less also, yeah? You're not doing Beloch of Bichla. So what is that? What is that? So here, Be'etzem, is two or three Ateirim that the Poskim brings down. Bring down. We'll try to go to say. One Heter is, we'll ask maybe from Apol Kashas. We have one Gemore. Korea Odom Oyr Shal Piachovis. So Tisefte. Mishabur brings it down. And Shin Yudalet, Sivkot and Hey. Korea Odom Oyr Shal Piachovis. Und Bilvad Shalo Yasenu Zirku. He's allowed to tear it. He's not allowed to tear it and make like a whole thing that he could spill out the wine from it, but he's allowed to tear it. Korea. How do Mishabur himself brings it down? The Pichon Shod and it's also. Zog shchono charav, enech namitz, osur is no heter, again, it's mechazek the isur. And shchono charav says, but one piece is no kereh. Ibru aloch brings hundreds of eyes against it. So, be'etzem, I'll tell you this, shchono charav shtei, that be'etzem is no heter. Only his heter, and his heter we know is not a heter, so maybe it's osur. No, you can't open this Oyr Shal Piachovis. What is that a Shikul Teire? If it's one piece, it's not Meleches Kereh. So one Teretz the place can bring down. Okay, the deer, we have, for sure it could be at the Rabbanon, because normally during the week, when you open this oil, you make it like a spiller. Because Shkhonor says, Kereh Olam Oyr Shal Piachovis, Shin Yudalet, Yikot Mechofei, Ubilvad Shalo Yasenu Zirkun. Don't make them in a nice piece. So it looks like normally during the week they would cut it and they would like, open it like in the middle. It would be like something that the wine could spill out nicely. And now he's doing it in a bad way, so it's a derabonon. It's right on the poshet. But when someone tears packages in a normal way, what would be the heter? So Abchatzka Avramsky says, when it becomes on the chovis, it becomes like a part of the chovis. And chovis is no kereh, it's only soysa. When a person breaks a chair, you don't say kureya. Every material has his melach. The Chazanish says, Chidushim she'en kedugmos. I want to read the Lashon HaChazanish. Elo al kochoch, dechi osik le'oitzi ayayim, ve'oise derech ha'shchose, lo'i chalolov shem kureya. He's not busy kureya, he's walking to the wine. He's not Oisik in kureya now. It's not called Meleches kureya. He's Oisik in getting to the wine.
So
kureya b'chamosay? No, kureya b'chamosay, where is going? B'chamosay? Where's chamosay? Where's chamosay? No, he's trying to get to him. No, he's trying to explain what I'm saying. Emotional. I want to give it for a marshal. A person is walking on the street, and he steps on ants when he's walking. So we say he's not misasik in killing the ants. So like the Chazanish, you ask a person what this person did. He took out why. He was not busy clearing. Kirei b'chamosah, he tore b'chamosah. It's mamish fakel. Kirei b'chamosah, what this person is doing? Kirei b'chamosah. What he's doing? Kirei alames. What the tailor is doing? Kirei. This person drinking wine. He's trying to get to the wine. Eil is Hashem kirei. The Chaznish says, the feed of a person takes an envelope and he tears the envelope in Shabbos. Derech Hashchose, ein bezeh mishum kireya. Chazanish himself says, but could be that an oshal pi achovis, while doing the week, you do it in a different way, and now you're doing it derech kilkul, so it could be then we don't have a shem kireya, because you're doing it in a bad way. Ve'oid, while it's a kilkul, so mit rabbonon, it's only a melochet rabbonon. Says also an envelope could be sometimes people keep it. Also piachov is nothing is left. An envelope you could use it for another envelope after. You could put things in the envelope. So if you don't tear it to pieces, it'll be also. So the Chaznish we have salami. Some had the Chaznish says salami. Shfeifer shel nior shememalim boso v'hu mevush. Oy meush. Or smoke. Teich ha-shfeiferes. Ha'ad ha-chaznish in his words to explain what is a salami. Shfeiferes shel nio, shememalim bosor v'umevushol imeushon, smoked and cooked. Teich ha-shfeiferes. Mutor likroi ha-shfeiferes b'shabes. You're allowed to open the salami. Ule'asiro me'al ha-bosor. Kedim kirei ha-or shal pi ha-chovis. Why? Shekirei do'irai se'en kan de'lo'ilo medaz me'yodam la-shfeiferes. En kan shum tikru ba'nio ba-shfeiferes. You're not fixing. That is, the envelope, he says, he also thinks that it's mutter. But there you're opening the envelope. He says, you're doing nothing clapping the paper. Clapping the shpeferes is gomish. So the fiddach has an ish. At least when you tear the package and derech hashchose, you have a new etter. Kirei ha'orosh al pi ha'chovitz. But Chaznish says that also in envelopes, if you tear them, would be mutter. The Mishnebu himself said, nishtase. So the marshal, you have matzah, and you know the matzahs come in a box, machine matzah come in a box, and inside you have two plastics. Chaznish himself was makpid not to open them in Shabbos. He said, if you tear it completely, but a lot of people they don't tear it completely. They only open it on the top. They want it to stay. If you take everything off, it's not so fresh. So he says, so dear, you're not mamish derech hashchose. Again. The shaila is why the Chacham Tzvi is different. You're not tearing the paper, you're trying to get to the oven. What is the shiur? The Chacham Tzvi and all of these Rishayim didn't learn like the Chazanish. But this was one heter of the Chazanish. There's another heter. The Shvisis HaShabbos, the Rosh Hashanah and Yerbach, they bring down as a Seif in Shin Yudale, Choyslois, we mentioned it last week. Shechonor brings down in Shin Yud Dalet, if a person has tmorim, and he has on top of the tmorim like a bag, like a sack, you're allowed to open it, because we look in the sack, that it becomes like a shell of the food, and it's like opening a shell. Now we have to know when yes and when not. A chovis of yayin lemarshal, we don't call it like a shell. But the nafkimina will be like this. The packages that the food comes with, you can look like a shell. But like big packages, big sacks. A person has a real nice package, and gradually put food inside, then could be you can't tear it. You have to know what would be the shear if things that will be bottom. Now, Rav Zalman Auerbach wants to be soimech on this heter of choisles, and in the Nushmir Shabbos, he brings down that why Rav Zalman was matir to tear. He said like this: First, Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds and paper and plastic is not Negea. You're right. We're a lot of choylik on it. Some hold that Chacham Tzvi, that if it's not a tikkun in the thing, it's not a melacha d'oraisa. Some say that tkareh is only in the thing that you could do later tfira. That the derech is to be toifer it. Things that are not derech to be toifer is no melacha. We have a heter of oishal pi achovis, and we have a heter of choisles. So with all of these things together, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wants to say that you're allowed to open packages and shops. Now we have to know lemaisa. Rav Moshe Feinstein, I want to read how Rav Moshe Feinstein says the heter. La'anir's daiti choisles im kelim shoisim rak letmorim vegroigres. ואחר כך זרקים לאשפה, you throw them to the garbage, you're reading English Moshe, חלק א', and you don't keep them. It's only for this. נמצא לדינה, שאלו הקנס, and the sugar bags, if it's made only for them, and everyone knows that when you finish, you throw them away, and this is the meaning, יש להתר לכולי אלמה to break them and to open on Shabbos. But in a big bag of sugar, שרוי לתשמיש אחר כך, is no heter. But in paper ones, even that it's made for more things, you have the heter of קריה אור שעל פי החוביס. The מלאכס קריה בין התיקון בגוף הקריה. And it's not enough that you plan to take out the thing. But he says, "Kol ze ledina, aval lemaisa ein lehatir, kevel shebneteir muotim, ve'ein likroya lo yisak lo yishel beged lo yishenia v'lo yishbur akayas v'atayvus." Moshe says, "Lemaisa, not to open it in Shabbos." So now, the shaila is like this, and I want to explain why it's so important to know the reasons and to know the shittas. First, in the Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchoso, he brings down that Perek Tes, Shmuel Zalman told him to open everything before Shabbos. Not to leave and to rely on opening in Shabbos. Kimat everything, he says. I will explain. Emotionally, he holds that little bags of sugar, the little ones, you're allowed to even to like open in Shabbos. And I want to explain. Lemoshel. There's a zach that is called a diaper. Little kids have a diaper. The old days, it was made from material. Hi, people are lazy. So they have like, you throw them away, chad pa'ami. For the diaper, the kid, and you turn. Now, the problem is, everyone knows, I'm sure everyone helps wants to change a diaper. How you do a diaper? Put it on the baby, stick it from both sides. Then, the most you have to take it off. So it's an easy way. You could open the places that you stuck. Say that. It was a tefir and a zman. The most they have a thing they put on kids. It's called pull-ups. The kid puts it on him. Now when he finishes to do his tzrochim, you don't pull it. You tear the sides and you pull it off. Dear, I'm not so sure if it's a heter to tear. You tried to get to who? You want to take it off? No heter. No heter. Why I'm trying to explain? Because a lot of people are soimach on this heter. I'm saying some hold that it's melacha d'oraisa and they're not mekabel all of these attain. Look how much tzirufim Shlomo Zalman had to use. We have to know meleches kireya is a meloche gemuro in Shabbos. And it's no heter because I'm going to eat. If we could look at it, I'm trying to go to the food, sometimes. Sometimes you could look at it, but it's not so poshut. This is the reason Lamashal. Rabbi Sternbuch says like this. Thank you. ראיסי בדבורו שמלאקי את פסיכס ומייבי מהמחמירים לקרויה שאם קריאה באופן שאין הרוי לשימושוי ומרוי קנוי אני פורז את אהו פשיטה של לחום מקלגל גומו ונוהגו להתיר בזה למשל some people say you're allowed to only if you pour it out it's mekalkel if you're the chazanish שמזלם was matir even to open it in a nice way. Now you have to know, we spoke now on opening, and in a second I will make a sikum la'aloche about tearing the packages. You have to know sometimes when you open the packages there's another meloche. Boine, metaken money. You make a little bag to have your food inside. Like we said, opening cans, chutzim the shayla if it's soy sel, could be as boine.
It was always over there in the bag.
It was closed. I tried to put food in the closed bag. It never goes in. You can't use it.
Used to be a bag.
Most times it was not used to be a bag. The way it works is, it gets a bag from one side, now it goes. There's a line. But the lama shanet. A can also was a can, and then they closed it. Well, it's closed completely and it's sealed completely. It could be it's ice clean. So I want the mashal to explain. The bigger the package is, the bigger problem that you have. Le mashal. So as a sefer Orche Shabbos. He's more from the Mekilim, but even Klali in this Indian. But the mashal, he says, the Israeli sugar. Right, comes in a bag. Now, the way it is, the bag closes, and they put like a little bit of glue there to close it. Now you have to tear it to open it. So you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. It's not derech tikkun. Fakat, it's derech tikkun. You open the bag, and then you can close it till you finish to use it. Not derech hashchose. You keep it for a long time. Boxes. A lot of times, big boxes of food. The bigger the packages, that it's made for more time, and people could use it later for more stuff. If you have a das to use it for more stuff, it could be meleches kireya and meleches boine and avada. It's also the smaller the thing is, we could look at it more like a peel, like choisles. A moshul. Some say choisles is only something that is made for that. So all the things in the company are good. But when your mother put all the chalas in a garbage bag and then you want to open it in Shabbos, could be not allowed to tear the garbage bag. You can't say it's choisles. Not choisles. Gerade was put inside. Things that are made for that, maybe are made for this. It could be called choisles. So lemaisa, la'alocha lemaisa is like this. The machmirim for sure don't open packages. I don't open packages. Yeah? So Elokim Elokim Yoreh. There's one thing that I open. Moshe, on the grape juice, sometimes they have this like plastic thing on top. That I'm not scared. You have to be careful from letters. All of that is Behelem racing letters, yeah? Because some people say not allowed to raise letters, yeah? Shmuzama said that he thinks that it's not Kedai to raise letters. Even though he doesn't understand why not. If you're allowed to Eibah Korea, Eibah Meichah, he doesn't see the difference. Sometimes he doesn't feel as different. What's the difference? Kirei, you're allowed to, Meichik, you're not allowed to? I'm not busy in Meichik, I'm just busy getting to the food. The same as far as. I'm busy getting to the food. I'm Mishke Meichik, I'm getting to the food. And he says, Meichik is easier even. Kirei is, I'm asked to tack in the Kriya. So Meichik, your mom is don't need a Meichike. But he says, I've had it to be Machmir. I think this was Niskap and Klal Yisrael to try. The letters, I think people are Machmir. That's all I'm saying. What is not also people are makbid, what is also people, it's all, it's all. But I'm saying, not to trace the letters. There's a whole sheet of why letters are different. The etzim is smaller, but letters is different. But there, it's mamish osha piachovis. Even if you could say no, maybe osha piachovis normally they did in a better way. So I'm saying, the dvorim ha'eino brurim, avada yesha malismoy, the person that wants to be machmir completely is for sure not to open. The second shlav that you want to be soymach on the poiskim is you're allowed to open, or but to do it b'derech kilkul. two things. First, that will not come out like a package. Not to open it on top. To open it in the middle. To tear it. Not only that. On top is another reason not to open. Because the whole heter of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav was to tear plastic and paper. But if you open the top, it's like two pieces that are stuck together. So you're separating two separate pieces. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds that it is Korea. The Fidu Shulchan Aruch HaRav is no Raya because all the other things he holds that is different. So I'm saying, Shlav Aleph is not to open, Shlav Beis is to tear and to take everything out, not to keep it inside. This is the most machmirim. This is what Rabbi Shter Buchtaz means, that this is the meaning of Olam, to do derech kilkul and not to keep inside. The second madrega is to do derech kilkul, but not to rush to take it out. You finish to eat it. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you're allowed to open normally, not if you mechaven to use it for different things. And you're allowed to open it normally, and you're allowed to take out the food. But again, he says lekatchile, it's not the davar haroi la'asos, and avada lekatchile not to do it before Shabbos. What? So milk bags is a bigger reason not to do it. Why? Because lemaisa you're trying to do a Pesach. You're fixing it. Your mom is doing a kli that is roy to use. The ones that I want to matter, they say, or to make, to tear the bag completely, or even if not, to make a huge hole. Like a big hole on the top. Now, during the week, you would not do such a hole. It's not the right way to have the milk bag. Savada, you could keep it till you finish to use it. But if you make the hole in the way that you're doing during the week, there's much more poiskim in the hole that it's also. Because again, here we don't have the heter that it's derech kilkul. This is the derech tikkun shaboy. The bag is made to have a hole and you could spill and take it out. But again, yesh al malismoich, the people that open it, and yesh malismoich, even in the cans, the milk to open. But I'm saying, it's not the dover aroi. It's worse. This plastic could be doing a keli. This could be on top of the ice cream.
Ice cream on a stick has a little bag on top.
I don't know. The ice is the kids eat. So, I think that it's mutter completely. I don't do it, but I think that it's not a problem to do it. Because this is mamish, deer, it's choisless mamish.
With ice cream stick?
I don't know.
Can it have been Korea?
What?
You open up the can.
What was the ice cream? I'm saying the ice cream, the pops, I don't know how they call them, yeah? Ice pops or something like that, I think is the name. Is. So these things, avad lekule alma, we could look on the paper that it's a peel. So avad, this is mamish choisless. It's mamish choisless. Choisless is mutter, this is mutter. Stuff to the food. This is mamish. The same thing, the igloos that the kids eat. Also, you're allowed to. Why are you allowed to? I know in Bnei Brak, I know they cut it before Shabbos. I know also from people that cut it before Shabbos. Now, the truth is, there's two kinds of igloos. There's the cheap ones, you know, you buy in a container like 100 little pieces, you just bite it and you suck. And the one that you have to cut to two. The one that you have to cut to two, there, the machmirim don't do it in Shabbos. Because there your mamish is fakir. It's made to cut and to have two kelim that you could use them in Shabbos, sucking out of them. Fakir. It's like big ones that you could pop to two. Again, it's mutter lefidim atirim, it's mutter. But I'm saying the small ones are for sure mutter, because this is mamish, you have all the atirim, you have the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's Osher Piachovis, it's choisless. The main problem is in all the things that are in packages, that it's not supposed to be the moshel. I'll give you an example. A person buys cereal. Not as he buys cornflakes. So I start a box of cornflakes at Geis Hazeh. It's kli b'teich kli. They do it specially. Kli b'teich kli. The company does it. You open the box and you find another bag inside. So the inside bag It's like, again, like all the stories, the same thing in the bags. Salam azam yisayim achayim shem azam. The box, I can't call him chayisles. He's a box to a package. I never felt that it's mutter. The same thing in the biscuits. Sometimes you have these big boxes, and inside, it's not a box. Even the chazanish, I don't know if you could call it. I'm busy getting to where? To another place. In la davar soif. I know, I'm saying, sidor habonin dal amatir. So I'm saying, the ma'is and klal yisrael emotion and the matzahs, everyone has marked me to open the boxes before. Everyone has marked me to open the boxes before. Shabbos. The boxes are talking, it's a box. And not only that, the boxes of the matzah, people finish the matzahs, they put it back in the box. Then for sure it's also to open in Shabbos. So I'm saying, we have to know, the heterim are shvach. I'm not saying, g'doy le'olam or matir. But I'm saying to say, the melocha is also. Is a heter because we don't look at it like a re'ah. And we have to know in every pe'ula that we do, how vait we could look at it that is not kareya. How vait we could look at it like it's not kareya. So I'll read from the Shmir Shabbos, how he brings it down. Shmir Shabbos is a sefer that doesn't try to be machmir too much. Kufsa, boxes, bags, cartons, that people used to using them again. When they finish everything, you're not allowed to open them in Shabbos, even if he's not planning to use them again. Only if you make a hole in the bottom and then you tear the whole thing. Gam kufsaot, also boxes and sakiyot, that the derech klal you don't use them again. Ein liftoichem b'Shabbos. Even if you tear it out, you tear it out. Chelach el liftach kufsaot shimurim, matzes, sugar bags. You're not allowed to open them in Shabbos. Potato chips, milk bags, you're not allowed to. Also, to open milk. All of yeshem akilin liftach kufsaot, pachiyot, sakiyot, that you're not used to using them again, if you're not planning to use them again. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso holds you're allowed to tear in Shabbos. He holds like all of the Eterim that I said. But I said the Machmirim don't. He's a maker, like you say. He's a maker. But he says, even the Makilim, this is you rip it, you tear it. Of a stamp to open a box, if you're not planning to use it again, Yesh Oisim, V'yesh Machmirim, V'yesh Matirim. So again, is a shaila to tear a potato chips, bam, back completely. We said, my brother holds the rice and the ramate. But when you're not tearing it completely, you open it regularly, yesh oisim v'yesh matirim. So I want to make a seder in the aloche. Shmir Shabbos kilchos al aloche. He holds al tzkerei ha-mutav. Aber ze isur of oise kli. B'meile, if you made a nice kli, it's also. If you didn't make a nice kli, if you made a nice kli, it's also lekula alme. If you didn't make a nice kli, but lemaisa it's rori, it's a machlekes. It's a machlekes. And it's worse from the other things. This is what it brings down to machlekes if it's also a mutter. We have to know that when you do a kli, is another reason to ask it. I normally, we said a lot of people are matir to open. Here, we said, if you're making a kli, could be yichai mitzad de korea. Not only mitzad, though it's a kli. And I'll explain myself, that you'll come out clear. When I break a can, it's a soisa. Could be it's no melochah. The shayla is, but now I'm doing a can? יש אויסרים, יש בתים. Not planning to use it. Are planning to use it. מחלקס. If you mechaber to make nice, לכולם it's awesome. If you not mechaber to make nice, יש אויסרים ויש בתים. It's messed up. Called the nice milk, awesome. If you make the big hole, יש אויסרים ויש בתים. In Korea, we said some bichlal are not matter to tear, even bederech hashchose. Some say the heter of Korea because it's derech hashchose. But if it's not derech hashchose, could be it's also even though it's Korea. This is the reason to open a bag like it is, and to eat the chips, the potato chips from it regularly. Very hard to be matter. Very hard to be matter. To tear it, bederech hashchose. יש הרבה הרבה על מי לסמוך. יש הרבה הרבה על מי לסמוך. So if we'll take the psak of the Shemir Shabbos Kilchoso, we'll say the following. To open a package of sugar regularly, don't do. To open a milk bag, don't do. To open a package of matzahs, don't. If you have to, tear it in a derech kilku. And then, יש הרבה הרבה על מי לסמוך. So if you're opening the wash, but the ice pops, how they call them. So even if you push it down a little bit, you know, you can just, I don't know if you know, but if you're regular, so you push it like this and it goes, yeah? Then it's okay, because it's even that it's not mamash kriya, but nothing comes out of it, it's over. Even though you could use it now for holding not to get, that it will not drip on you. But you're not making a kli. You tour it, finish. And the kli, when you open it, it's a kli. This is not called a kli, it's torn. There it's leichter. On the moshul, even the Shmir Shabbos that holds that's a problem, he says, the moshul the igloo, you make a hole in the igloo. It's not a kli bichlal. You're eating it out of it. It's not like a milk bag. This is my feeling, that the mele, the igloos are much leichter. But we have to know, andere aser it, or we should merame brante for asers it, and the zavada, I'm welcome to be machmir. Shmir Shabbos says later that Shmir Zalman told him that only if you're doing it for Shabbos, but not for Shabbos, for sure not to be matter it. Because all these tzirufim is betziruf, shemer es achovis, v'tzirich Shabbos. To say also you can't, but to say mutar is very far yet.